out.
And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High with you this morning. And, of course, with it being 10-10 on a Thursday, it's time to head to the phones as we're going to talk to Becky Barnhart from the Coffeyville Friends of Animals. And, Becky, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning, and I'm doing fine. And I hope you're doing the same.
Absolutely. Doing great today. And it's always good to talk to you every week. Good to hear about great things going on out there at the CFA. And first question I do want to ask you real quick before we start getting in to the meat of the program. Have you guys nailed down the figure that the event you had a couple of weeks ago? I know you had a lot of people that came out for that. And just again, we know that was a few weeks ago, but just again, kind of just tell us about how that went.
Hear my dogs?
Yes, they're one to tell us about it. So
it was a very good event. We were able to adopt four that day. The following weekend, we had three more adoptions, and so it turned out what it helped us do by using the Facebook and a different location. I think it kind of reminded people that were out there, and they were able to come in and see the dogs and the clinic. And I think it really did help kind of, you know, you get out to the shelter and you're walking along the rows and you're looking at the dogs, and sometimes you're not seeing their best behavior because they're excited to see you. So they're jumping around or they're barking or maybe they go to the back of the kennel because they're a little timid. And that's not always the best picture to put out there of what a great animal you are. So sometimes when you take them out of that stressful situation and you see them in a more calm environment, they look a little bit more appealing, even though they are the same dog that's been at the shelter. And it's kind of one of the things that we always encourage people is, if you see a dog or a cat that you're interested in, don't be afraid to say, can we take him out? You know, can we get him outside and walk him? Or the cat, can we bring her out and just kind of hold her and understand that probably some of the behavior you see at the shelter is not going to be the same at home. Get him home 24 hours after they're there, because it's, you know, it's all new to them. They're going to be wonderful, and then you actually get to see their true personality. So I'm hoping that's why the adoption event went so well, is because, like I said, they were putting on their best face and behavior because it was a different environment. So we thank them for letting us do that, and the animals thank them too.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, my girlfriend's dog is like that too. She has I've told her about the lab mix that she has that. He was kind of nervous when he got home, but now it's like anytime I go over there, the minute I open the door, or the minute when she opens the door, he just bounds in there and is just trying to get up on you and wants to be petted and just is so happy. That tail's going back and forth, flying back and forth, so happy. So, it's definitely different when you get them home as opposed to the shelter, because the shelter, they're a little uncertain there. But when they finally find a home and they feel safe there, they definitely let that personality show.
Well, if you've ever been to the shelter, it's quite noisy. Mm-hmm. You know, you walk in, they're all excited to see you, so everyone starts barking, and then that gets somebody else barking, and then, you know, so it's very hard to understand that that's, now there are some, kind of amazing to me, but there are some dogs that they don't start to just walk up to the fence and look at you, and they're happy to see you, you know, so there's kind of their true personality in all kinds of situations, because that tells you that dog's going to be calm no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And same with the cats. You know, the cats will, even though we've got them in with puppies, the puppies start barking and carrying on, we'll come up to the cage and that arm comes out.
Yeah,
you know,
they're like, hey, pay attention to me. So, yeah, no, I've seen that before. Their cat comes up and, you know, they'll either meow really loud or that, like you said, that arm shoots through the cage and they're like, hey, I'm right here.
Yeah, that's right. And that's exactly what it's like to do with that paw. It's like, hey, check me out here. And I get so tickled because it's usually the little kittens that are that aggressive with you, but sometimes some of the older ones are.
Yeah, too. They're just like, hey, pay attention to me. Look at me. So, All right.
Hopefully we can do something like that again. But as I said, when you come out and you're interested in an animal, don't ever be afraid to say to one of us, hey, can we take them out of the shelter and take them outside, or can we take them up front in our waiting area and spend some time with them. And sometimes that will also help show you the personality. Better yet, though, when you get them home, and a lot of people get kind of, they'll take the dog home, and first 24 hours they're all calm, and then after that they kind of start becoming more accustomed to where they are, and If you have other pets, we run into this issue sometimes. They'll take the new dog or cat home, and they're not getting along with their other animal. And again, we say, please have patience, because it takes a while for them to get used to each other. And, you know, if you have a cat that's been in your house and you bring a dog home, well, it's the cat's territory, or two cats. It doesn't matter what the blend is. Mm-hmm. There's just a period of you have to get accustomed. So kind of remind people about that, too, when they're adopting.
Yeah, I mean, because a lot of times, like, say, even if it's just like two cats, they're probably not going to like each other when they first see each other. But a lot of time they'll usually warm up and will enjoy seeing each other.
Yeah. So anyway, it's just a learning experience, and patience is probably the number one thing to have with all of them. And when you're planning that new pet, it's best if you kind of think about it ahead of time and have the food and the toys, and toys are so important because that helps you interact with that animal and bond with them, and have a bed for them so they know this is where I belong. And, you know, just do some, like you do when children, when you bring a baby home, a child home. You're going to not just bring the child home and say, oh, now, by the way, I need these things. Same way. And the other thing about the commitment that, you know, a commitment of a pet owner, you should be looking at least 10 to 15-year commitment.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
In today's age, with all the medications and care that we have, we know so much more about dog food, cat food. When you make that commitment, no, it is a long-term commitment. And very, very well, it's worth every year, every second. It sure is.
And they become family as more than just, mm-hmm. they become a part of your family, most definitely. And it feels weird when they're not with you, at that point, but also that's some great things happening out there. Also, you guys are also still, obviously, donations are always a big thing, especially cat litter, because I know you said you guys go through it quite a bit.
Right. And in fact, I got a text from Brad this morning, and he said, please mention that we are really, really low on kitty litter and canned cat food. And so if someone is listening and thinking, I've been meaning to do something for the shelter, well, this would be a perfect opportunity and very much appreciated. Canned cat food and kitty litter. It's just, we just go through it, and that's all we can say. And we just appreciate it when people want to bring some out, and we go and purchase what we need and as often as we can, but just those donations that people like to give, that's something that would always be well received. Also, the little milk bone treats for the dogs and the puppies, and puppy chow, kitten chow, those things are always appreciated because they're not the standard food, that we have all the time. And spoke to a gentleman last week, and he was asking me if we needed any towels or blankets. And I said, absolutely, we sure do. Now, we don't need any comforters right now or sheets because we've had a lot of donations for that. But if you've got some old towels around or you've got some blankets, we can certainly use that at all times. So just lots of things you think about that you have for your own pets, shelter could use it too. So we appreciate all that is brought out at all times.
And just kind of going back to, people coming out. Now, do you guys allow people to come out, even if they're not going to adopt a pet, to be able to maybe get a dog or cat out and play with them for a little bit, even if they say they can't, like me, I am not allowed to have a pet, but do you allow people to come out and at least just play with the pets so they can get out of their cage?
We do. And we, because, the exposure that we have, we know you can't have a cat. You mm-hmm. love to have a cat. But if you were to go out there and you would see a cat, then you might mention it to somebody else, and maybe that cat gets adopted. I mean, it's word of mouth. It's probably one of the best things we have going for us. And just the fact to remind people, if you hear someone say they're thinking about getting a pet, remind them about the animal shelter and how we have such a great need for adoptions at all times. I mean, rarely have you heard me say we don't have anything available. We have our one cat, our Lone Ranger boy. He was there with us. But that just never happens because, like right now, we've got plenty of cats and kittens that need to be adopted, puppies and large dogs, medium-sized dogs. We're full. The shelter is full again. And we've had, even though we've had some great adoptions, it's just, it's a revolving door.
It's the season, It's the season where all of a sudden kitties and puppies start arriving all over the place. So
it's just the way it is.
Yep.
You know, I suppose you could say that keeps us in business, but sometimes we'd really like to be able to just kind of not be so overwhelmed by the number of animals out there.
Oh, and no doubt.
Spay and neuter is the key. If we could just convince people that it's very nice to have that cute little litter of kittens or that litter of puppies, but they grow up and, you know, they cause more. It's just one of those things we wish we could curtail.
Kind of the circle of life at that point. So, all right. Well, Becky, you're saying you got a full shelter right now. Well, let's hear about all the great animals out there that are available for adoption.
Well, let me talk about some of the wonderful adoptions first, and because I want people to understand that we are happy with the adoptions we're having, and they seem to be picking up, and so that just pleases the tar out of us. We've had a dog that's been on the list for some time. His name was Doofus. You might have remembered me speaking about him. He's a large dog, so we felt like he must have probably a pretty strong owner to handle him. He was adopted, and it's going to be a great adoption.
Yay!
Yeah. He was a great dog. He could learn tricks. He did all kinds of tricks, but he was so large that we knew someone had the boss, and it couldn't be Doofus. So that adoption is a wonderful adoption. Another very sweet adoption that I wanted to tell you about, a lady came out this week, and we had a litter of fluffy puppies that went just boom, they were gone. They were on Facebook one day, and applications came in, and Brad went through them, and all those puppies had been adopted, which is, we love those kind of stories. But this one lady was so pleased and happy that she was chosen to get one of these puppies, that when she came in to pay for him and pick him out and stuff, she just jumped up and she gave Brad a big old hug. So he got kind of chilled. He said, it just made me feel so good that she was
awesome.
That excited. So now there is going to be a wonderful adoption if she's that emotional about it already. So that was a wonderful adoption that we had. Lavender. I've been speaking about Lavender and Sage. Lavender was adopted this week, and it was one of the brown, light brown marked puppies that we had. And I'm not going to announce the cat, Shadow, our large boy, our three-year-old big black cat that was such a wonderful thing. He was adopted this week. So we have some good stories to talk about. But now we'll talk about the fellows that someone needs to come check those out. And I'll start with the cats.
All right.
And we've still got Marge. She's 7 to 9 years old, black and white, a tuxedo. She's been declawed in the front, so therefore she'd have to stay in the house. She was probably a one owner. It's the reason why she was a declawed. Probably kept her in the house, but she's ready to go home. Emma, and Emma is a kind of one of our cats that was very shy, very very shy. But now she's just like they always do. Just give them some time. She's come around. She loves to have her head scratched. She's about 8 years old. She's spayed. She's a tortie with green eyes. The fact that she's already been spayed, it means you can take her the day you adopt her. And we also, the last one we have is Simon, is neutered, yellow and white male, 2.5 years old. And again, he can go home with you the day you pick him out. We also have kittens, and I didn't mention all the kittens because there's so many that just come out and you're looking for this or that and the other. We probably have it. I know there's one litter of pure white kittens that have been born that are just, the mom is a yellow, beautiful yellow gal, but every one of her kittens, there's five of them, they're all white, and they're just gorgeous. So there's one litter that will be coming up for adoption when they're old enough, and not quite old enough, but that's just one little tidbit to share, maybe, and someone's looking for a white cat. Now we've got the dogs. Like I said, we had a litter that was brought out, that they were adopted, and that always pleases us to get a whole litter that they were. Super, super cute if you saw them on Facebook. We have Lindy and Bindi. Our sweet girls have been with us for some time now. Lindy is 60 to 65 pounds, 5 years old. Bindi is 4 years old and around 40 to 45 pounds. We also have Ruby. Ruby is our long-term girl. She's been with us over a year. She's very, very sweet. She knows her manners. She goes in and out of her kennel. She keeps it clean. She had heartworms. It's one reason why we believe these. She wasn't adopted earlier on. We had a lovely family that came in and sponsored her. They couldn't take her home. If they had a pet, that they sponsored this treatment, and so she's healthy, and she's just wanting to go home. She's a terrier mix, brown and brindle in color. Skye, 2 to 3 year old female, white with some black ticks and black markings on her ears and her face. She is a sweet girl. There was a family that came out and looked at her. Almost, the adoption almost went through, but they just wanted a smaller dog, and that can't be helped. She's what she is. We have River, a Calicoo mix, a male, 4 to 5 months old, gray and black markings. He has some white on his legs and chest, and brown on his face and feet. He's very pretty. Harley is a brindle and white female, about 1.5 years old, super playful. Arnie and Army, these are two very handsome puppies that are about 6 months old now. They're both males. They're tan and brown markings and some white. They came in kind of dirty and had several ticks that were all clean and ready to go. Now we have Sage. Remember, Lavender got adopted, but Sage is still with us. She's a brown with some light brown markings. She's about 40 to 45 pounds when she's full grown. She's very, very pretty. And we have Chubby. This is a Pyrenees neutered male, white, timid at first, but he's sweet. He warms up, and as we all know, they're gorgeous, gorgeous dogs, but they're big. They're very... Annie is an old gal. She's our senior of the group. She's 12. Female, black, mixed breed. She just needs someone to take her home and let those last few years be very comfortable ones. Ash, 6 months old female, black with some dark brown markings. We have Ollie, who's a high-energy healer. And healers usually don't hang around the shelter long. They're a dog, that a breed that people really in group want, so I don't think Ollie will be with us. Bruiser is also another healer mix. I was kind of leading ahead of myself. But we also have Bruiser, who's also a healer mix. So those two dogs will probably go pretty quick. Misery was the mama that gave birth to 10 puppies at the shelter. She's now ready for adoption. She's looking good. She's kind of got her figure back after having 10 puppies. She, bless her heart, she honestly could barely walk. She was so large and felt really sorry for her, but she's back into shape now. She's a chocolate color. She's kind of got some big ears, super sweet eyes, about 40 pounds. Darla is a border collie. She's gorgeous, female, white and black, 6 months old. Very laid back, which, you know, that's kind of unusual for a border collie, but very, very, very sweet dog. And Musu is white and gray with a little bit of brown on his face. He's about 6 months old. Probably will stay small, 30 to 35 pounds. He's a terrier mix. So that's the group. And there's probably, well, I know there are. There's others out there that have arrived at the shelter, but they're not ready for adoption yet because we hold them for a period of time just to make sure the owner doesn't come back or just for health reasons. So even though I mentioned animals on the air, it's, you could go out there and I say, well, there's a whole bunch she didn't talk about. But they weren't, you know, probably ready for to be announced when I did the radio. But anyway, come out anytime. Absolutely. We love to have people come out. You can pet them. You can walk them. You can bathe them. They all need baths. And just anything. Just come out and see us at the shelter. We're there every afternoon but Mondays from 2 to 4. We're located across the street from the water waste treatment plant. Our telephone number is 620-252-6060. I always tease people. This is my weekend to volunteer at the shelter, so I always like it when we have a lot of adoptions. So come out, and we'll fix you up with your forever friend.
All right. Well, again, some great animals out there. And, Becky, we appreciate you coming on today and talking about all the great animals out there. And we will talk to you guys again next week.
All right. Well, thank you for the time. And stay cool. It's going to be another hot week. Remember to take care of your babies.
That's right.
Bye.
If they have to be outside, otherwise, otherwise, let them stay inside in the air conditioning like you want to be in there. So,
exactly.
All right.
Find some good movies for next week.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. Well, Becky, again, thank you so much. You have a great day.
All right.
Bye-bye. That's right. If you have if you're going to be inside, don't leave your babies outside. Bring them inside as well so they can stay cool as well. So what we do at my girlfriend's house, they come inside. She has a tile floor. And they love laying on the floor because it's so cool for them. They like literally come in and just lay down on it. And they're just, you just see this look on their face like, this is so cool. All right, it is 10:30. So let's go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we will restart open line taking your calls. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.